Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Warning. This show contains strong language and content that some people may find offensive. This podcast is protected under copyright. Listener discretion is advised.
Last fall, while some people went shopping for new sweaters, the people of Peterborough went shopping for a new energy company.
Deregulation is giving the people the ability to choose.
I think that the town made a really good choice.
With Enron, we've seen energy rates cut between 15 and 18%.
You don't even know that there's a difference until you get your bill.
Nobody likes a monopoly, particularly in a place where the state motto is live free or die.
You can choose your neighbors, and soon you may choose your energy company. Enron.
Learning that Enron were frauds poisoned everything for me. The people, the building, the messaging, the stock. The year we just had, 1999, saw a stock price increase of 56%. The year 2000, it was on course for nearly 90%. The CEO, Jeff Skilling, had calculated that for every dollar invested in broadband, $20 would be paid back in market capitalization. EBS, Enron Broadband Services, my department, became a feeding frenzy. This single department was burning through the hundreds of millions to secure any deal. The mission statement to control the internet sparked a dirty fight with the phone companies who firstly didn't want bandwidth to be traded as a commodity, but secondly, didn't want to give a cut of their control. Hey.
Hey.
I was gonna say that,
Bill, listen to this. How crazy is this?
What's that?
It felt like a lifetime since Cora and I kissed. Some half-real limbo between centuries. The linkage from one millennia to the next was filled with just our kiss. Nothing else. It felt like a lifetime since. Sure. In fact, it was a little over a month. It was now February 2000, and I still couldn't believe what happened had actually happened. It was like a dream. Like I got a winning lottery ticket, and then I woke up. And it was gone. But I was, at least, left with the feeling of knowing, for a few seconds, what it was like to win the lottery.
So, did you watch the Grammys at the weekend?
Did I watch the Grammys at the weekend?
Yeah.
I did not.
Right, okay. So, Jennifer Lopez.
J-Lo, right? J-Lo?
Super impressive, Bill. So she wore this.
Whoa!
Holy shit, is that... Can I see that?
Oh, you want a copy? Want me to take it over to Marge and see if she'll blow one up for your bedroom wall?
Is she even allowed...
So, we got a call from the Grammys web team, right? About some bandwidth deal, and I was like, oh, you should try the streaming, blah, 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 whatever. Anyway, they go, it's the traffic. We can't take it. The image downloads are totally locking us up. I'm all, okay, sure, no problem. Are people just downloading all the images of the night or whatever? And they're all, it's not images. Image. One image downloaded 650,000 times in 24 freaking hours.
The dress.
The J-Lo dress. 650,000 times in 24 hours.
That's crazy.
It's bat shit.
It's completely just, I don't know, sea change kind of. 650,000 horny downloads in 24 hours. Gutenberg's Bible. Is that funny?
Huh?
Have I told you that before or something?
I'm not sure.
It's what my dad used to say about anything new, or he'd say, like, I don't know, if I wanted roller skates and I was being a pain in the ass about it, he'd say, like,
wheels on shoes. First it was Gutenberg's Bible, now it's wheels on shoes.
What the hell is Gutenberg's Bible?
Jim.
What? What is it?
Come on, don't do that.
Don't do what?
So, what is a Gutenberg?
5.0 GPA, and you don't know that?
I don't.
You're trying to make me feel smart.
No, I don't know what Gutenberg's Bible, like the actor?
No,
like,
the printing press, the Gutenberg machine, or I don't know. But the first thing the guy printed was the Bible in Latin.
Right.
Right. Thank you. Yeah, right. Very funny.
I swear, I didn't know. I'm just laughing because we're saying Jennifer Lopez in a low-cut green dress at the Grammys.
Okay, it doesn't matter. It's just something my dad would have said, okay?
Okay. Okay. He sounds funny. What are your plans for the rest of the day?
So meeting a person tonight to hang out. And there's a thing with my family on Friday, so then I guess I'll hang with them over the weekend.
Cool. Sounds cool.
What about you?
Holy mama, J-Lo in the green dress! Oh, you know, if I didn't buy up so many shares in Enron, I'd be pumping them into Versace or whatever that green shit is. Hey, hey, Yang Man, the blockbuster numbers. Finalize them and close it off for me, dog.
Sorry, what?
Shut that shit down. They'll need final numbers, and then they get marked. Boom. Reload. Boom. Reload. Boom. Reload. Boom. Reload.
Doug, stop. You're spitting on my desk.
Why do you want account closure? It's the Blockbuster deal.
So they did a trial, right? Did I tell you?
A trial? Of the movie streaming?
Hell yeah.
Did it work?
Hell no.
Right. So Enron dropped the ball, right? Like, that's gonna affect the shit. I mean, maybe the management, a change of management, maybe.
Jim, dude, how can you have such a big brain, but like such a small mind?
I don't know what that means.
I spoke to the execs. They're saying this Blockbuster kind of shit. They're saying that there's a conspiracy against EBS.
What?
The phone companies, the fucking AOL, all these fucking shysters, they're trying to clip our wings. They've got the movie companies, right? The fucking Universals and shit, to not license movies on the streaming test.
Are you serious?
Serious. Cross my heart, hope to die.
That's not true.
Yeah, it is, Yang. It came from the top.
Doesn't make it true.
Come on.
I actually have seen the so-called tech around this deal with Blockbuster, and it's not. It doesn't work.
That's not the point.
It is the point. Literally is the point. They want a product, they pay for it, we make it, it works. That's basic. Look, I'm getting kind of concerned about, I don't know, I...
Jim, look. I don't think you get it.
True, true.
Don't do that. Don't talk to me like...
And that's okay. It's okay that you don't get it.
Don't get what?
Enron are America's most innovative company, remember? They upset powerful people. That's how things work. That's how things change. Gutenberg.
The Gutenberg printing press worked. It's how you have a magazine in front of you.
Whatever. Believe what you want to believe.
Well, how about this from a magazine? Forbes magazine. On Enron. Listen. Utilities and energy companies are a bunch of old fogies and their wives shuffling around half-heartedly to the not-so-stirring sounds of Guy Lombardi. Suddenly, young Elvis comes crashing through the skylight. That's Forbes.
And Enron is Elvis?
The king.
Elvis ate himself to death. I'm sorry, it's just this Blockbuster trial is a mess.
It was sabotaged, Jim. AOL, Comcast, AT&T.
You're just naming companies.
Jim, open your eyes. Enron is getting attacked like a bunch of innovators, paradigm shifters, out-of-the-box thinkers have been attacked before.
Exactly. Egg fucking exactly.
No. No, not exactly. There is a bank. A bank in Canada that bought into this deal. This is $115 million to us from them. And they expect a profit share from this damn venture, which just got canned.
Wait, U.S. dollars or Canadian dollars?
That's not the... This is... I... God
You okay?
I need to sit down. No. I need to stand up. Do you smell that?
Smell what?
God, like the natural gas?
Not me.
I can't smell anything, Jim. What's up?
I'm gonna go downstairs to grab a water or something. Do you want anything?
No, Jim, are you...
No, I gotta go. Fuck.
That night, I called my people together. I said, take down our response head. We're running nothing but a positive campaign from now on. I committed to that. I promise that. George, I hope you will take yours off the air.
Please do that. Are you saying that Governor Bush was responsible for that call?
I don't know who was responsible for it, but I know that the attacks go on.
Let me say one thing. About all this business, John.
I told you, I pulled them all down.
You didn't pull this head?
Yes, I did.
This that ended up in a man's windshield yesterday? That questions my... This is an attack piece.
That is not by my campaign.
What says paid for by John McCain?
That is not by my campaign.
Getting pretty feisty, huh?
What's that?
Ugh, the Republicans. Presidential candidates.
Right. Yeah, of course.
So, who's your horse? McCain? Bush? Keyes? Don't tell me you like Keyes.
I don't really know.
Man, they are all the same when they get the keys, right?
Right, yeah.
So, what are you doing on the ECT floor?
This is ECT.
Yeah, Jim.
How do you know my name?
Bro, it's me, Mark. We met on the flight to Vegas.
Oh, Mark. Sorry, I lots on my mind.
Broadband, right?
Yeah, yep.
You come down here to steal some secrets?
No, not at all. I wasn't feeling so good, and I wanted to get away from my team, my floor. I'm not, like, snooping or...
I'm kidding. But hey... You guys could learn a thing or two from this floor.
How's that?
Come through here.
Are we allowed to...
Sure. Come on. Looky, looky.
These are the traitors.
Yep. The predators. Guys with spikes.
Guys with...
Oh, well, that's what Jeff Skilling calls them. Guys with spikes.
They look like every guy at my high school.
They are so much worse than that, buddy.
Oh, the hottie wall.
What's that?
They have the hottie wall over there.
Right, yeah.
They rank every girl at Enron.
Not every girl. The hot girls. I don't think that's cool or anything.
No, I'm not like I, yeah.
Do you know anybody on that? Any, like, EBS chicks?
Yeah, number 38.
This place is a locker room, right?
Right.
Well, that's how they work best. But check this out.
What?
You see that news ticker?
California blackouts.
Exactly. California deregulated their energy market. It's been getting rolling blackouts ever since. When Cali goes black, Enron goes green.
Why are they getting blackouts?
Well, this place. This place is why.
What do you mean?
And this is where you learn. Those guys there, they are selling energy derivatives out of California. At a loss.
At a loss?
They drive up demand. The taps get turned off on the West Coast. Then, when California comes begging with their hands out, they'll pay anything. Cali coughs up. The gas gets turned back on.
That's insane.
Man, that's ECT. Hey, come on. Something's gotta suck about living in California, right? They're saying that we got some insiders at the plants. They're doing some scheduled maintenance when we say, and the prices go up even more.
They shut down energy production just so ECT can make money?
Lots of money. You guys got a battle on the horizon. This is where you should learn to fight.
What battle?
Phone companies, man. Then you got AOL. All big comms. They don't like EBS on their turf. They're gonna play dirty. You better be ready.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Oh, that's a long motherfucker you got there, Jim.
Damn it.
Like some kind of python or some shit.
What do you want?
I want to see how my friend is doing.
Can you leave me alone, please?
Sure, I'll leave you alone. Just got a little something for you, Sunshine.
Whatever it is, I don't want it.
Here.
I don't... Fuck. Netflix? Why are you giving me a DVD?
Well, I know you don't have any plans tonight. I thought maybe you could put a little movie on.
I have movies. I have plenty of movies. I don't know what this is, and I don't want to know, either.
Oh, do video games make you snappy, huh, Jim?
No. Video games chill me out. You make me snappy.
Oh, look at you snapping like a crocodile.
No. Snap, hey, snap, stop it.
Snap,
hey!
Snap, snap,
stop!
Snap,
stop,
snap,
stop,
snap,
stop poking snap, snap. Me! Fucking God.
You know crocodiles don't die of natural causes.
Everything dies of natural causes.
Natural causes or natural gas? I'm kidding. Hey, come on. That's funny.
Ha ha.
But yeah, crocodiles. No natural causes. They just get bigger and bigger and bigger. They outgrow their teeth. They outgrow their eyes. And in no time at all, they're just some blind, toothless lump just swimming around trying to hunt without eyes for food that they can't even chew.
Is there a point to this? Staten?
It's like your snake friend there. If he gets too big, he dies. Greed gets us all in the end, Jim Yang. Even Elvis. Enjoy your movie.
I don't want the... Hey! Hey! Are you spying on me?
I'm the watcher, Jim. I'm watching you.
Yeah, that's called spying, Staten.
Some people are spying on you. I'm watching you. There's a difference.
Who? Who is spying on me? Who?
I can't say that.
Why not?
Because you'll lose your shit.
No, my shit is long lost. My shit is buried with Ellis Coney.
Oh, what a touching image, Jim. Thank you so much.
Why did you rush me out of Vegas? Were they there then? These people, the spies.
Jim, you put a bet on Morris when we were in Vegas, remember? Just... take the winnings, Sunshine.
What winnings? I feel like I'm going insane.
Why? Because your girl caught wind of some other dick?
Who is he?
Who's who?
The person she's going to see tonight.
I don't watch her. I watch you.
No. Who is he? Okay. I get it. I see it now. Morris... set her up with some guy to keep me inconsequential, right? They made her path cross with some stud
hunk that I can't even compete with. Is that it?
Would it make you feel better if they did? Or would you prefer to hear that she found a stud hunk all by herself? Watch the movie, Jim. It'll help.
Jim, you want some pasta?
What? The gas!
It's
the
bowtie pasta. Your favorite. Like Mom used to make. Huh?
No, no! Turn off the fucking gas! The gas!
Oh, shoot. I didn't turn on the stove.
No! No! Don't! Don't!
Fire away!
No! No, no, no! Fuck! Fuck! Oh, God. What the fuck is going on? Okay.
Hi, I'm Pandora. I'm 35 years old. I'm looking for a guy. Oh God, cut that part. For a couple of months now, I've been thinking about signing up for one of these things.
What the fuck is this?
What the fuck it was a gift. The treasure map they promised me.
An introvert? I don't know, because I love big shows and concerts and...
They found an inconsequential. Just like me.
I don't know where I'm going.
Just like Staten. Just like Ellis.
Anyway, my job is kind of boring. I work for Arthur Anderson Accounting. But I am based in the Enron building, so that's kind of cool. Based in the Enron.
Fuck.
I was being given an opportunity to date without the risk of affecting some irreversible changes to a time continuum and future I didn't even understand. It was tempting, but it wasn't Cora Campbell.
Show me the way.
Boom starred Aki Katabi as Jim Yang, Meg Kavanaugh as Cora Campbell, Mike Capizola as Doug Martinez, and Amari Douglas as Staten. Boom is a Stack production in association with Holy Smokes. Directed by Adam Jarrell and written by Joel Emery. Sound design by Adam Jarrell and Tom Wally. Music supervisor, Ewan Dance. Executive producers, Adam Jarrell, Luke Moore, and John Teague. Producers for Stack, Charlie Morgan and Finn Ranson. Boom is dedicated in loving memory to Lucinda Shaw.
Boom is a Stack production and part of the Acast Creator Network.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.